This is the TriStar State, a conversation about Tennessee politics from Nashville Public Radio. This is one of several episodes featuring the 2018 gubernatorial candidates. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Republican Beth Harwell has the most political experience of anyone running for Tennessee governor this year, but she's trailing in the polls and far behind in fundraising. She's been a state lawmaker since 1988 and was most recently the Speaker of the House. WPLN's Emily Siner asked Harwell about how she plans to separate herself from the field of well-financed rivals in the GOP primary. So, Emily, what was the main takeaway from your conversation?
Well, Beth Harwell has been in the state legislature for 30 years, and she's been the Speaker of the State House of Representatives for 8. So this position is basically the person who appoints committees and oversees the House functioning. And that experience is really what she's hanging her campaign on.
I'm almost amused at the people running for governor saying, here's what I'm going to do with when I'm governor. The bottom line is they're not going to do anything that the Tennessee General Assembly doesn't allow them to do. And I think I have a working knowledge of the legislature and state government in order to be ready day one.
Now, Jason, it's, of course, up to the voters to decide how important this kind of experience is. Harwell has been ranking last in many voter polls, which she says she's not worried about. But it's also indicative that the other Republican candidates generally aren't talking about her in attack ads. And being attacked in politics is actually kind of a good thing because at least you're being talked about.
Well, speaking of attacks, we've seen ads just skewering candidates for being entrenched politicians instead of, quote, outsiders. That's likely, it seems, in hopes of appealing to the more than 60% of the state who voted for President Trump, who was a political newcomer. How can Harwell attract those voters?
One thing she does is try to distinguish herself from politicians in Congress. She didn't mention by name the other Republican candidate who has a lot of political experience, Congressman Diane Black. But Harwell did tell me she thinks Congress is doing a terrible job, and that's what people don't want when they say they don't want entrenched politicians.
You know, when you look at Washington, D.C., it is a dismal failure. The state of Tennessee is an astonishing success. We balance our budget. We are the third lowest tax state in the nation. And here's the statistic I love the best for my children and your grandchildren. We are the lowest debt state in the nation. And that doesn't happen by accident. The state of Tennessee is in great financial condition, and hopefully I've been a part of that.
So you're not worried about the outsider candidate label hurting you at all?
Well, you know, that always sounds good. But here's the end of the day. President Trump, and I pray and hope that he will be successful. And if he is, domestic issues are going to be returned to the state government where they can be much more efficiently and effectively run. And if that happens, you're going to want a governor that understands truly state government, understands the legislative process, and can get things done.
But you won't really have any direct control over what happens at the legislature anymore. I mean, that could be frustrating if they do something that you don't agree with.
Well, you know what? I believe in the People's House. I believe in the legislative body. They are closer to the people than any of the rest of us ever will hope to be. So I have a tremendous amount of respect for them, and I think we'll have a good working relationship.
Jason, one thing that was interesting to me was that Harwell says her role model here is Ned McWhirter. He was a popular Democratic governor who was in office in the late 80s, early 90s. And like Harwell, he started out as Speaker of the House.
Well, during Harwell's time as Speaker, there was a big sexual harassment scandal with former State Representative Jeremy Durham. Some people were critical of her leadership during that investigation.
Yeah, when I asked her if there's anything she would have done differently in handling that situation, here's what she said.
You know, at the end of the day, it's always easy to be critical, but when you're in the arena and you're trying to make the tough decisions, which I have tried to do as Speaker, I feel very good about where we are. I do not hire any member of the General Assembly, and I don't fire any member of the General Assembly. That's up to the public. But I will tell you this, when I found out of some sort of wrongdoing, I called for an Attorney General's investigation. I made that investigation public knowledge, so it was released to the public, and we took swift and certain action and removed someone from the General Assembly that has not been happened in decades in our state.
Speaker Harwell, thank you so much.
Thank you. I enjoy being with you.
That was Emily Siner talking with State House Speaker Beth Harwell. She's one of four leading Republican candidates in the gubernatorial primary. Early voting has already begun with Election Day, August 2nd. We'll be bringing you more interviews with more candidates from both parties in the coming days. You can hear all of the interviews on our podcast, The TriStar State, or at WPLN.org/nextgovernor.